It's now time for Locker Room Chat with Oskaloosa girls head basketball coach Kevin Lane after three games from this past week. And coach, we'll start off with your game a week ago today. That was against Pleasant Ridge. You guys dropped that one 48-29. You guys had some more issues with foul trouble in this one. But just want to get your overall thoughts on it.
Oh, we, like I said, we did get in some foul trouble, which that was our third game that week. And, we were getting a little bit fatigued in the second half, it seemed like. Just didn't shoot the ball very well. We just didn't play very well at that point of the game. You know, at the point of the game that we needed to play well, we were not playing well. So that's ultimately what happened to us.
And you guys were able to bounce back, though, and get a win over McLouth on Friday, 52-20. Overall, a solid effort for you guys in this one.
We played good. We played a lot better that game, which McLouth doesn't give us near the problems that like Pleasant Ridge does. Pleasant Ridge has got a lot of good size. And bigger size seems to hurt us at times. So, like I said, we played a lot better. We shot the ball better, too. We were a lot more relaxed. So, ultimately, you know, that was a good win at the end of the week of a hard four-game week.
And then you guys let that one kind of soak in a little bit, and you guys rolled that over into another win, and you guys defeated Jefferson County North 46-33, and you tell me that it was the bigs that were able to really shut things down defensively for you guys.
No, our three bigs played as well as I've seen them play all year, probably ever since the Omega game, which we did well and shut them down. But our three bigs, you know, we rotated one in at a time, and they did a good job. They did exactly what we asked them to do, and ultimately, I'm going to give them the win because they won the ball game for us. They shut them down inside.
So next up, you guys have a game versus ACCHS, and you guys have went 1-1 versus them. You guys beat them in the midseason tournament, and you guys lost to them in league play, 44-43. I know that's one you really wish you had back, as you guys missed some free throws and controversial call at the end, but you guys get them back here at home this time, and this one will be for keeps because you guys are right there neck and neck in league play. They are 6-6. You guys are 6-7. And you guys are also fighting for position in sub-state as well. Well, I guess you guys are kind of locked in at where you guys are in sub-state, but still an important game for league play in terms of you guys getting in the top half of the league versus being right there in the middle. So big one coming up here.
Yes, it is a big one. The girls realize it's a big one. It's a game they really want to win. Our goal was to finish in the top four of the league. And for us to do that, we've got to win pretty much the games out. So, it would definitely be a big one. They give us a lot of problems too. They got a good guard. Well, they got a couple of good guards and a good big, and it's always tough to play them, but I'm sure the girls will be ready to roll.
And then you guys take on Jackson Heights coming up next Tuesday, and that will be the final game that counts towards your sub-state record. But as mentioned, you guys are locked in at the number five seed in your sub-state. So then it's more focusing on making sure that you do finish in the top four, like you said, which you guys take on Jackson Heights. They are 5-7 as of right now, so they're behind you guys in the standings. Then you guys play at Horton to finish off the season 3-10. So some good basketball coming up here for the Bears in a little bit. And in these games, Coach, what are you really hoping for out of your team as you guys get ready for sub-state?
Well, our goal is just for them to play well. You know, we do have a motto of if they play well and we end up losing the ball game, you know what? You can't really be mad at the girls for that. So when we come out, we're flat. And you know, that's pretty much, I just want to be hitting on all cylinders if we get to sub-state, at least to the best of our ability. I'm really excited for our sub-state. I think doing the sub-state, and, you know, and kind of get our program turned around like we've all hoped it would be turned around. So we're getting it turned around. It just is, you know, it takes a long time to turn a program around. So, you know, I did some research. I think we've won 7 games from 2010 to last year, at the end of last season, in which we got 9 this year. So I'm pretty happy with where we're heading.
It really is incredible what you guys have been able to do this season, and it's paying off. And you guys have a chance, like you said, to finish above 500 in league play and overall, as you guys have 3 games left in your regular season. Coach, thank you so much for your time today. Really appreciate it.
Hey, I appreciate it, buddy. Thanks.
That was Oskaloosa girls head basketball coach Kevin Lane here on Locker Room Chat, brought to you by PFN Realty.